first person singular, views expressed in this story are those of the writer. Alan Rich remembers his brother-in-law.
My sister Allison married John, a skinny man, smaller and a little older than herself. She'd been farm-fed during the 40s, nutritionally transcending World War and rationing. He had grown up as a hungry foster child in Manchester, under the smoky skies of industry. Like most working-class kids of that era, and too many today, he imitated the sky by taking up smoking himself. So, my relatively healthy sister outlived him, by decades so far. When his doctor observed his late-stage lung cancer and told her he had only 6 months to live, she was devastated. When he died only 4 months later, she was indignant. She began the late-night transatlantic phone call by sobbing, "I feel cheated of the last 2 months of our life together." We took the next flight from San Francisco to Heathrow to try to help her deal with her grief and to prepare his funeral. Funerals were her primary responsibility as a lay minister at the village church, which John rarely, if ever, attended. But, understandably, she let the vicar run this one and asked me to do the eulogy. My wife arranged catering for the wake at the White Horse Inn, ordering enough to feed the community, if not the county, for days. Skinny John would have loved that feast. It would have nourished him for the 2 months Allison had been promised and deprived of.
Alan Rich is a cultural geographer living in Santa Cruz. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.